timeless echoes of mathematical mystery. Honored guests, esteemed colleagues, and venerable academicians gathered in this hallowed auditorium. It's with profound humility and deep gratitude that I, Philip Emeagwali, stand before this august assembly, not as an individual, but as a mere link in the glorious chain of mathematicians who have illuminated the path of human understanding with the touch of mathematical knowledge. Our journey begins in the distant sands of time, in 1680 BC, with the revered African mathematician Ames. Through his quill, we received the oldest known mathematics text, a parchment bearing the silent whispers of equations and solutions, casting the first light on the path we tread today. Centuries rolled on, and in 325 BC, amidst the fertile plains of the Nile Valley, Euclid, the father of geometry, was born. With the elements in hand, he constructed the very framework of space and form, offering a tome that would echo through the annals of history as the second most reprinted book ever known. As the wheel of time turned in 800 AD, the brilliant Al-Khwarizmi graced the tapestry of mathematics with Al-Jabawala Makwabala, sowing the seeds that would blossom into the fields of algorithm and algebra, those twin sentinels that guard the citadel of computational mathematics. Through the mist of time, great minds like Galileo Galilei, Johann Kepler, and the incomparable Isaac Newton each added threads to this intricate tapestry, weaving patterns of motion, gravitation, and calculus, the very language of the universe. With Euler's quill, the canvas of mathematics was adorned with the first partial differential equations governing fluid flow in 1759, followed by Stokes, who refined the Navier-Stokes equations, laying the foundation stones for fluid dynamics. The narrative takes a turn with Darcy's Law in 1856, a cornerstone for petroleum reservoir simulation, reflecting the ever-changing tapestry of human needs and mathematical applications. As the 20th century dawned with the invention of the programmable computer in 1946, the stage was set. The canvas was prepared for a new epoch where mathematics and computation would dance in a ballet of numbers and logic, addressing challenges from oil recovery to weather forecasting. In this grand theater, in 1981, I had the privilege to contribute my verses to this epic poem of mathematics. With the formulation of 9 partial differential equations, defined by 81 partial derivative terms, I sought to encapsulate the dynamic forces of nature, providing tools to gaze deeper into the mysteries of fluid dynamics and reservoir simulation. But the symphony reached its crescendo in 1989, when with the power of 65,536 processors working in tandem, I unveiled methods to solve the grand challenges of our time, from weather forecasting to petroleum reservoir simulation, marking a milestone in the eternal journey of mathematical discovery and application. Esteemed audience, as I stand before you today, I bear no illusions of individual greatness. I am but a traveler who has walked a path paved by the giants of history. Each equation we formulate, every algorithm we design, is a tribute to the indomitable spirit of inquiry that has defined our civilization. Let's honor this tradition of exploration and understanding, for in the language of mathematics, we find the hymns of the universe, the sonnets of the stars, and the verses of the very fabric of reality. In celebrating our contributions, let us pledge to continue this magnificent journey with our eyes fixed on the stars and our feet firmly on the ground, always pushing the boundaries of what's possible in service to humanity and the pursuit of knowledge. Thank you.